This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, February 1st. Well, we have our FOMC statement, and Jerome Powell is about to give us a little chat. The main thing is the Fed did what everybody anticipated. They increased key interest rates 25 basis points. It was unanimous. And then the official FOMC statement said, quote unquote, ongoing increases in the target rate will be appropriate, basically to restrain economic activity. So the Fed wants to reserve the right to raise rates until inflation gets back to 2%. This is not a surprise. The bottom line is there was a bit of a dovish comment, which I wanted, is that the Fed in the FOMC statement said, quote unquote, that inflation has eased somewhat. That was their words. So that's a dovish comment. But then they also went on to say that inflation remains, quote unquote, elevated. And that's a bit hawkish. So the Fed always does its best doublespeak. But the fact that they're acknowledging that inflation is easing, that the rate hikes are getting smaller, is good. The most important thing is Treasury yields fell after the FOMC statement. Okay? Now, Jerome Powell's about to talk, and he can mess everything up. He just recovered from COVID. Hopefully, he'll be on script. And but I like what I see. Now, the other reason the Fed is probably being a little more cautious than they have in the past is the economic news doesn't look good. We had the Institute of Supply Management today come out and acknowledge that manufacturing declined for the third straight month, but the components were bad. I mean, new orders plunged, backlogs plunged. I mean, the only silver lining or green shoot was that export orders went up. But they're still under 50, so that's still not growth, but at least they had some momentum to them. So manufacturing is in a recession for the third month in a row, okay? ADP announced that only 106,000 jobs were created in January. The economists were expecting 190,000. Now we're going to have the payroll report on Friday. But basically, we're only adding service jobs, mostly hospitality. And some of that could have been weather distorted. Also on Tuesday, we had consumer confidence slip a bit from the conference board. And now the consumer confidence is really interesting. The present situation component actually rose, but the expectations component was very weak and fell. So consumers are apparently feeling better, but they're scared of the future. That's what that says. So the bottom line is we get more of the same. It's going to be every stock for itself. It's earnings announcement season. Now, while I have a chance to chat with you, I should update you on energy prices. So you might have noticed that crude oil has backed down. Actually, it was down on Monday. It's down today. So here's where we are. The Energy Information Administration announced that crude oil inventories rose in the latest week, and gasoline and distillate inventories also rose. But, you know, gasoline inventories are at their lowest level in 10 years, okay? So these refining stocks I recommend are very attractive. We've had a couple announced earnings this week. Bloomberg has also been reporting that the East Coast could face a possible gasoline shortage due to the embargo on Russian crude oil and refined product. Distillate inventories also remain lower than normal, so that means that diesel and heating oil prices are going to be high. Now, natural gas prices are ultra, ultra low right now. I mean, ridiculously low. The Freeport-McMoRan LNG terminal in Corpus Christi has not reopened. It had a little fire, and there's all these environmental delays. But that port has to reopen. That'll get natural gas prices up. In the meantime, the Northeast is supposed to get cold this weekend, and that might help get natural gas prices up too. So a lot of you get nervous about energy, but you know the energy stocks are announcing record earnings. And I'm not worried, okay? So I have to let the earnings come out and drop kick and drive all our stocks higher. And so let's just not panic, okay? I do want to remind everybody, energy goes up in the spring, it goes down in the fall. Okay, so we're in the dog days of winter now, and demand will be naturally rising. And, of course, we are losing 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve that was being released for much of last year, for literally 200 plus days. So that's gone now. So we are, energy is going to be an oasis, okay? So the bottom line is it's safe to keep investing. Do not worry. We are approximately 33% through earnings announcement season now. Got some big announcements, obviously, in the rest of this week. And so let's just let the earnings come out. And one by one, drop kick and drive the stocks higher. And that's kind of where we are. So hang in there, everybody. I'm very pleased with the FOMC statement. I like the fact that you're acknowledging that inflation is easing. And also, I like the fact that Treasury market rates fell after the FOMC statement. So the Fed can try to tighten all they want and be butt heads, but the bottom line is market rates are falling, inflation's cooling off, economic news doesn't look too good. So as far as I'm concerned, the Fed will be easing up and the markets look forward, okay? So the markets see the light at the end of the tunnel. It would be nice if Chairman Powell said that in his press conference, but he won't because he has to stick to a script. So that's it. Selene Avalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. Oh, and I'll definitely be talking to you Friday after the payroll report, too.